grab our Bibles. We're going to go back to the story of Ruth today. We're wrapping up chapter 1. Chapter 1, if you don't know where Ruth is in your Bible, it's toward the beginning. It's the 8th book into your Bible from the beginning. And it's the story of three journeys. Three journeys. So find your way there. We'll be in chapter 1 today, starting in verse 19 down through verse 22, the last paragraph of chapter 1. I want to talk this morning about our journey with God. Our journey with God. All of us are on a journey with God. And this string here represents it being close to God on this side and being far from God on this side. And the question is for you and me today on our journey, where are we? Are we right now journeying close to God? Or are we finding our lives today a little bit distant from Him? Because what we find in the book of Ruth are three journeys with God. At the beginning of the book, we find that Naomi and her family, her husband and two kids, were living in the promised land. They were near to God, and they decided to go on a journey to Moab, which are the enemies of God. And they make a choice to go. At first, they were just going to sojourn there, which means we're just going to go and rent an Airbnb, and we're going to stay for a season because there's a famine in the land. We're not going to stay there very long. We just want to go and find some rest from the famine. So they went to sojourn, and then they were told that they ended up remaining there, which means they probably rented a house and took a job. And then we're told that they stayed 10 years there. Probably didn't intend to. And those 10 years for Naomi were tough years. She lost her husband, Elimelech, he died, so she became a widow. She lost her sons, they also died. We learned at the beginning of the story that their names meant sickly and weak and tired. So most likely they had some kind of ailments. And when they were in the land of Moab, they passed away. But before her sons passed away, they married Moabite women. And so one of the journeys we find in the book of Ruth is a journey from being close to God to being far from God. Another journey that we find in the book of Ruth is Ruth's journey. Ruth is a Moabite woman, so she started out far from God. And in the rest of the three chapters of Ruth, we discover Ruth's journey is far from God to near to God. Because she goes back to the promised land, or she goes to the promised land for the first time, and we see God working in her life. That's journey number two in the book. Journey number three in the book is Naomi's full story. Because at the beginning, we see Naomi going from close to God to far to God, but then her journey is a return to God. So the third journey is a return journey. And I think those three journeys are in the book of Ruth because all of us can identify with being on one of those three journeys. Today in our life, we don't have a geographical place of dirt to go. We don't have a promised land because our relationship with God, our journey with God from Jesus forward is more internal than external. Before Jesus, you would stay on the promised land. It's this boundary, this plot of dirt that God gave to his people. And you would love God by celebrating the ceremonies and the rituals of the ancient Jewish culture. And you love God and stayed on the land. We don't have a land. Because our journey today is more internal. It's in our thought life, and it's in our heart attitudes, and it's in our actions. And so we don't say, hey, let's get back to the promised land, but our journey from being far from God to closer to God has to do with our internal spiritual walk with God. And hopefully as we travel this rope, we find ourselves over a period of time slowly moving in our life, year after year, month after month, moving toward intimacy with God. Sometimes we might find ourselves drifting back. So we catch ourselves, and like Naomi, we have a return. We return. And in our life, we use three tools to help us walk toward God. We use the Word of God, The Bible helps us. It transforms our thinking and our hearts, and it gives us God's instructions. It helps us move closer to God. We have the Spirit of God, who is our guide. He gives us guidance, and he convicts us when we blow it, and he encourages us when we need encouragement. So the Spirit of God also helps us move toward intimacy with God. And then the third tool that God gives to us are the people of God. We hang around other people that are also on this journey of trying to find intimacy with God. And so God has given us the tools to move closer to who he is. He's given us the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the people of God. Now, we also know in the Bible that if I just click my spiritual journey into neutral, if I just shift it into neutral, I don't stay here. Because the Bible tells us that there are three forces pushing me back to being distant from God. In fact, if we were to do this more realistically, what we would do is we would say our walk with God is already slightly slanted. Because there's a natural propensity for me to drift back away from God. The Bible tells us that the three forces that are pushing against me from going closer to God, number one is culture. That our culture kind of motivates me, and if I listen to it, it pushes me away from the Lord. Our culture today, like you got to be you, you got to be yourself, you got to be your best you. When the Bible teaches us, no, I don't want to be the best me. I want to be the best for God. I don't want to be the best me. I want to reflect Jesus. We want to be transformed to be more like Jesus. So the goal isn't just to be you. The goal is to be him. And if we listen to our culture and we start engaging in the values of our culture, we're going to naturally be slipping back just a little bit. The second force against me, the Bible says, is my own human heart. That I just sometimes don't want to be close to God. And I want to get engaged in things in my thought life, things in my heart, things in my actions that aren't going to draw me closer to God. In fact, they're going to push me further from God, but I'm going to choose those things. Have you ever woke up in the morning just wanting to be bad today? Okay? I have. And my own human heart, if I let it rule me, it will naturally just pull me away from God. The third force that's against me and against you is the devil himself, a spiritual being that doesn't like us and hates God even more and wants to tempt us and push us away from God. So I have to work. We have to work at moving our relationship from away from God to intimacy with God, and it's part of our daily fight of our faith, the fight of our faith. And what we're going to discover today in the book of Ruth is that Ruth has decided to move from the promised land to the land of Moab. And because she stayed there for 10 years, it changed her. It changed her. It changed how she viewed herself. And it changed how she viewed God. And it also changed how other people viewed her. And the Bible tells us that we have to be careful about allowing our lives, even today, to slip from close to God to far from God, because if I stay there, just like Naomi, it's going to change me. It's going to change me. What we discover in the book of Ruth today is Naomi is bitter. She's been living in the land.